Welcome to this OLS podcast. Hi everyone, it's Berdine with Podcasts for Erasmus. If you are a returning listener, thank you for coming back. If you're new, welcome. This is a space where we talk about topics essential for the success of your mobility, like how to maximize your time on mobility, give you tips and tricks from other Erasmus students, discuss differences in intercultural skills, overall, some good stuff. And if you like today's episode, make sure to go to the forum to get access to all of our previous episodes. Today, we are going to be talking about learning shock. Huh? Well, maybe you're familiar with the more mainstream concept of culture shock? It's a feeling that you may experience when you move or visit a new place or culture that is entirely different from your own. This difference can cause feelings of anxiety, confusion, stress, the list goes on. Well, learning shock is almost the same concept, except it isn't the difference in culture or environment that causes you these feelings of distress, but rather the difference in the process of learning. But it's not just that. For example, in the USA, it is very common to have several important grades throughout the year. It could be midterm exams, final exams, or even group projects where the grade counts as an exam. In Europe, grades usually come from one huge exam. Your entire course depends on it. To get a better sense of the differences in academia, we talked to one professor, Christian Ritter, about his experience with learning shock when he left Germany to study in the USA.
I had been briefed before going into studies, undergraduate studies in Germany, that the first 2 years were sort of a struggle for survival. Basically, you were left quite free for 2 or 2.5 years to do this program. And during that period, quite a few people got lost. When I came to University of Texas, I was quite surprised it was different. It was different in the sense that it was much more school-like. You were followed, or you had the feeling you were followed. Yeah, and also things were easier. It felt easier because you got high scores relatively quickly, whereas in the exams that I had in Germany, this was quite common that you had a score in the average area, sort of 50%, and this was a good score. Whereas when I was studying in Texas, getting 85, 90, 95% on an exam was suddenly possible and sort of normal. Coming back to the German system, I didn't quite feel at home anymore. And since it worked quite well when I was in Texas, I applied for another scholarship and I went to Wisconsin.
So learning shock doesn't always mean the shock you feel when you go somewhere completely new. It can also be the shock when you reintegrate into your own native learning system. He went on to say that the shock also can come from differences in the educational system.
I know of people who enjoyed going from Belgium to an Anglo-Saxon system and being encouraged more and also being praised more for what they did. And that's probably something that I've seen with some of the students who came tall and smiling and after a couple of months were less so. It is something that people have to get used to here is probably a little bit of a lack of a positive encouragement compared to Anglo-Saxon countries.
Rebecca, a teaching assistant from the USA working in a European institution, has also experienced learning shock herself and seen it in her students.
Just in terms of like preparing classes is that sometimes there's so much material that needs to be taught in a class that even the exercise classes are almost as if they're like a lecture class. You have to do a lot of demonstrations and you don't necessarily have time to do a lot of like the interactive things that I'm more used to in the US. So like in the US, it's like classes are generally very small. especially if you go to one of the better universities, and I guess there's like more emphasis on the student and like adapting to the student and stuff like that. Whereas here, things are kind of built so that they're optimal for the professors, right? But maybe not optimal for the learning of the students. So like things like theory and practice are completely separated. If no one explains to you how it works, then you would be completely lost, because especially for an American, we're more used to having midterm evaluation, like having evaluation as you go along. And so learning is seen as like stepstones to a final exam. And the final exams typically in the US are not nearly as intense as the ones here. So if I was an American and no one explained to me how it worked here, I would be in shock at exam time. And that's a really important part, I think, of studies here in Belgium is being connected with the other students, because a lot of learning happens collaboratively here. And in comparison to other countries, there's a lot more emphasis on working together and, like, I don't know, giving help to other people. Like someone will take notes and then those notes will somehow be transferred to everyone. And so there's kind of this collective learning thing that happens. So if you're not tapped into that, then that's unfortunate for you, right?
So these differences could cause learning shock, meaning they can affect your ability to learn. So what now? Well, the best way for you to overcome this metaphorical block in your learning is to accept that you are undergoing learning shock and to then transform this shock into a positive outlook. Think of it as your chance to reinforce your skills and to develop a new set of skills. For example, imagine that you are in a class where PowerPoint presentations and PDFs are prepared for you by your professor after each lesson. You might be really good at scanning and skimming a document quickly, finding relative information, and so on. But then you get into a class where it is just lecture. No textbooks, no practice journals, just good old-fashioned listening. At first, you might panic. You are out of your comfort zone. But it's also a great opportunity to work on listening skills. Learn how to take quick notes from the lecture. Ask a classmate to compare notes so you can work together. When we asked Rebecca for her advice on how exchange students coming into the Belgian higher education system could adapt to the learning shock they might experience, she gave these tips.
Okay, the number one is something I previously mentioned, but is to be in contact with the other students, especially Belgian students in your class. This is important because they can explain basic things that you don't know about, but then also they can connect you with resources that can help you succeed throughout the semester. So like I was saying before, other students may have access to previous exam questions that will help you get ready for the exam. They also sometimes share their notes. And so that can be really helpful, especially if you don't speak French as well as you might like. That was one thing. I had this when I was in my master's program. I had to take a class on histology where the professor decided that she was not going to give us any kind of written text for the course. And she just spoke the class out loud with all this vocabulary that I had no idea what it was. I mean, if you've never seen it written, you don't know how it's spelled, you can't take notes and stuff like that. So for me, that was crucial to be able to have notes from a French-speaking student so that I could actually learn the material for the course. So that's the number one thing. Number two, I guess don't underestimate the blocus period and how intense mentally that can be and exhausting it can be. So while it's fun to like party and do lots of cool cultural things, and that's really important too, to like get that cultural exchange, it's also important to have a good rhythm during the semester, especially if you've never experienced anything like the blocus before, because either you'll be good at it or you won't, but you won't know until it comes time. So it's better to be safe and prepare as you go along. Let's see, what would be a third thing? Oh, this is from what I've experienced, the students that do the best are the ones that don't hesitate to ask questions during class. And I know it'll feel like sometimes you ask the wrong questions or stupid questions or whatever, but if you can be brave and just ask those questions yourself, everyone else around you will be grateful that you interrupted the professor to get an answer to that question. So
that's some sound advice. it's important to reflect on how you learn best and to develop your weaknesses too. Now, I've got a question for our listeners out there. Have you experienced learning shock? If you have, we would love to hear from you. It's simple. First, record yourself on any mobile device. Tell us your story and how you overcame learning shock. Then go to the forum and click on the thread, Podcasts for Erasmus. Once you're there, you'll see a space where you can upload your recording. We'll select a few to put in the update of this episode. So, that's it for today's episode. I hope that today's podcast brought awareness to the concept of learning shock and how important it is to develop strategies to overcome it. As always, thanks for tuning in and see you soon.